Pauline Hanson has broken her silence today, responding to the undercover Al Jazeera investigation, saying James Ashby and Steve Dixon were stitched up by a foreign agent. She labelled Al Jazeera an Islamist organisation and took shots at the ABC for airing the documentary, saying the footage had been heavily edited and was aired out of context. She's sticking by her senior staffers, confirming Ashby and Dixon will retain their positions within One Nation. She also responded to Prime Minister Scott Morrison's announcement today that the Liberals would preference Labor ahead of One Nation at the federal election. Let's take a listen to Hanson at her press conference today.
With Scott Morrison's comments today, where he has done a preference deal with Labor, you, Prime Minister, have just handed the keys to the Lodge to Bill Shorten, Di Natale and the CFMEU. You're a fool. To the media here today, you have come here baying for my blood and I will not give it to you. I am answerable to the Australian people only and they will have their say at the ballot box.
So what will the Liberal Party's decision to preference One Nation below Labor mean in the upcoming federal election? The Wise Georgina McKay spoke to Clive Bean, Professor of Political Science at Queensland University of Technology, to find out more.
I'm not sure this particular announcement will make much difference because the Prime Minister has already foreshadowed that he was wanting to preference One Nation last anyway, and there's a limit to his reach on that now, so he can say what should happen within the Liberal Party, within state variations like the LNP in Queensland. They will make their own decisions, so from seat to seat, that may not always be the case that One Nation is preferenced last. It probably, beyond that, won't in and of itself affect the way people vote. It will be more a matter of how those votes are then translated into effective votes that win seats, and it will make it very, very difficult for One Nation to contest seats, but it will also potentially make it more difficult for the coalition, because with them placing One Nation last, One Nation will probably retaliate and won't preference them really highly. And in a way, the coalition probably needs One Nation more than One Nation needs the coalition in what will be a tight election that the government will struggle to win.
What effect does preferencing actually have on the result of an election?
It depends, because in seats that are won very easily by one side or the other, preferences don't make any difference at all. In narrowly fought contests, they can be the difference between whether, and it's usually one of the major parties, Labor or the Coalition, wins the seat. So traditionally, preferences from Green supporters will flow through to Labor. So if it's a tight seat and there are quite a few Green votes, Labor has an advantage. In the past, with parties like One Nation, more to the right of politics, their preferences would have given the Liberals an advantage. And they may still do to some extent, because the voters don't always follow what the parties say they should do. In other words, the parties put out how-to-vote cards, but the voters, particularly for minor parties, often decide to cast their votes in their own way.
Do you think this will make any difference to One Nation's popularity or the way its supporters vote?
I think all the events that are surrounding this decision won't help One Nation. There might be a small group of people for whom One Nation becomes more attractive, but they were probably attracted to One Nation anyway. In general, it will make it more and more difficult for it to get support and to get credibility out in the electorate.
Do you think the PM's decision is a genuine gesture, or is it just another ploy to attract voters?
I think it's a genuine gesture in this case, because the more expedient thing for the Liberal Party and the Coalition to do would be to court One Nation, perhaps not overtly, but quietly, because, as I said before, the Coalition itself will probably suffer from putting One Nation last.
In what ways has the One Nation scandal reopened the gun debate in Australian Parliament?
I think that remains to be seen. I think at this stage, the mainstream politicians won't want to be reopening that debate. It may well be that it does keep coming up just because it's been given this unexpected salience. But I think, if anything, it will probably firm the resolve, combined with other events that have happened recently, to have gun laws remain pretty tight.
Do you think Pauline Hanson or any other One Nation leaders will resign or have to step down from the position in the wake of this decision?
I think probably not. The One Nation is quite regularly rocked by scandals, never caused Pauline Hanson to resign before. Other figures have at times or been asked to leave the party. That still remains to be seen, but it will certainly not make Pauline Hanson's political life any easier.
Clive Bean, Professor of Political Science at the Queensland University of Technology, speaking to The Wire's Georgina McKay.